Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to do the talking, and you're going to do the listening. Plain as that. Simple. While you listen, you can do anything you like. You can relax or resist. Touch yourself or not. Believe in what I'm saying or doubt it. It really doesn't matter. No matter what you choose to do, as you're listening to me now, my words will affect your mind and body in ways that you have not calculated. You read the description. You purchased the recording. So you think you know what to expect. But in truth, you don't. All you can do is listen and go along for the ride. During this ride, you'll hear me say things. Things you believe, or things you may not. Things you can relate to, and things you cannot. No matter what your conscious mind thinks of what I'm saying, your subconscious will be taking it all in. Believing it is so, and making it so. This is the magic of being mesmerized by someone who knows what she's doing. I don't have to force you to do anything. I don't have to force you to think anything. I don't have to force your body to behave in certain ways or to alter its habits. The amazing part is, I don't even have to talk dirty to you. I don't have to say or even suggest anything that is remotely lewd or pornographic. This is called softcore, after all. All I have to do is talk, and all you have to do is listen. You know your body better than anyone else. You have had years to learn and acclimate to your own unique sexual response cycle. Certain aspects of your response are unique to you. Other aspects are considered basic, universal, par for the course. Listen as I describe this process and make up your mind as to whether or not it sounds familiar. Step 1. You register the feeling of horniness. In that moment, your brain and body chemistry are such that you are interested in sexual gratification. The feeling can sometimes feel exhilarating, sometimes annoying, sometimes both. However you interpret the feeling of you being horny, it cannot be denied that there is an underlying tension there, a tension that will not only persist, but intensify the longer you go without meeting your need. Step 2. You begin to make provisions to meet your need. Either you will go out into the world and find a partner to help you meet this need, or you will address a partner who lives with you, perhaps a wife or girlfriend. If neither one of these options is feasible, you will instead begin to gather media to accompany your sexual gratification process. It can be a dirty magazine, a dirty story, a pornographic movie or scene, or an audio recording, such as this one. Because partners are not always available every time you become horny, masturbation and pornography are and will remain mainstays in your sex life. For this reason, I will focus on this form of sexual gratification. Step 3. Using whatever pornographic form of media you have selected, you begin to stimulate your genitalia. You use your hand or a toy to stimulate your penis. You may choose to engage other parts of your anatomy, such as your testicles, nipples, or anus. You proceed to stimulate your body, using pornography to stimulate your mind, until you reach sexual climax. That is step 4, the final step, when orgasm, ejaculation, and resolution are achieved. Step 4 is often taken for granted. It is considered a foregone conclusion that orgasm will precede ejaculation and that erection will precede orgasm. But your body is wise. It's intelligent beyond your comprehension. And it knows that this normal course of things is not necessary. It doesn't have to take place in this order. It doesn't even necessarily include each one of these 3 phases. Think about it. I bet you'll know what I'm talking about. For some men, there are times when their cock will register interest. They will find themselves horny and in need of sexual release, but their cock is slow to respond. It may tingle and pulse with pleasurable feelings, but it will not be hard, limp as a noodle. When such an occurrence becomes chronic, this is called impotence and is considered a medical disorder. But is it? Is it really? Must your sexual response cycle always have things in a certain order, or can they be disordered, as it were, and still be intensely pleasurable for you and your penis? Other times, the penis will become erect, but ejaculation may occur in the absence of orgasm. This sort of spontaneous ejaculation happens to men like you all the time. It could be considered wrong or abnormal, or it could be considered just one more amazing thing that your body can do. Other times still, erection, orgasm, and ejaculation will occur as normal, but are not followed by the usual resolution. You could have an orgasm and still remain hard for afterwards. If desired, you can use that unflagging erection and continue the sexual response cycle from step two, stimulation, and enjoy an orgasm and ejaculation all over again. Now that you have listened to me describe these so-called sexually abnormal scenarios, something funny is happening in your mind. It's slowly beginning to open up and consider the possibilities. Your deep mind realizes that everything I've just described is completely true. You can look it up in any medical journal. Once you come out of trance, it cannot be denied that not every person is the same, and not every sexual encounter is the same. These abnormalities have occurred, and they will continue to occur. They will continue to affect men just like you, by the thousands, if not by the millions, each and every day. Statistically, it is very highly probable that a man is experiencing one or more of those scenarios at this very moment. Who's to say you couldn't be next? Who's to say that the next time you experience orgasm and ejaculation, it won't be with a completely soft dick? This kind of climax would necessarily take you by surprise. So surprising, in fact, that at first you may find it difficult to pinpoint what's going on. You expect to have an erection first, and when you don't get one before orgasming and ejaculating, it can be both exciting and scary. It is also likely that you would have expected a much longer arousal and or stimulation phase and end up in shock when you don't get one, when instead you get a surprise orgasm, an eruption in your pants, and copious amounts of semen coating your still soft dick. It never did have a chance to get hard before some type of stimulation set you off. Perhaps it was your first time watching porn or entertaining the prospect of sex after a long dry spell, caught completely off guard and taken by surprise. Your cock veins hadn't even had the opportunity to fill up with blood before semen was shooting out of your tip. You're sporting a huge wet spot in front of your shorts before you even had the chance to sport a boner. You've learned the hard way, or should I say, the soft way, that you don't have to have an erection before you can ejaculate, that your cock is a wonderfully magnificent and responsive thing, whether you ever get hard or not. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said earlier, every man is different, and every orgasm is different. You're starting to realize now that there's no need for it to always be the same, that a limp dick is still a dick and is capable of every function that a hard dick is. And once you've discovered that you can ejaculate without being hard, it's difficult to go back. You no longer want to wait for your full response cycle to run itself through. You just want to come. Regardless of how light or soft core the stimulation is, regardless of how short the time span between being horny and wanting to come, no matter that you haven't had any time at all to get hard, you just want to come. The sooner the better. The harder the better. You don't need a lot to set you off. Soft core pornography is fine. Dirty erotic stories are fine. Even lingerie magazines can get you there. Think about it. If you don't actually need the usual four-step sexual response process, who's to say you need the usual hardcore sexual stimuli? You can ejaculate noodle soft without the help of super aggressive or fetish-oriented pornography. You can come without a partner. You can come without touching yourself. You can come right now. Now that you know it's possible, it becomes more and more difficult for you not to think about it. Not to think about the possibility of ejaculating spontaneously, super spontaneously, without even an erection to precede it. That is premature ejaculation in its purest and truest form. In the past, you had been willing to settle for less, to come after only a few strokes, or to come after you'd gotten hard. But now that you realize deeply that this isn't necessary, your brain is completely unwilling to allow you to accept anything less than the best, anything less than real premature ejaculatory excellence. And that means busting your nut while your dick is still soft. Soft like putty. Soft like custard. Your underwear fill with cream as your orgasm overtakes you, like a thief in the night. Your brain barely has time to catch up to it, and your dick definitely doesn't. Otherwise, it would have gotten hard. It would have gotten big, but it didn't. All it did was pulse, 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 and boom, you're coming. Ejaculating with a soft dick, like the real, authentic, premature ejaculator that you are, that deep down inside, you know you're destined to be. Nothing can stop you from coming when you feel the need. Not time, not circumstance, and certainly not the necessity of a hard erection. Your dick may be limp, but you can still come with the best of them. You can blow a load you didn't even realize you had at a moment's notice without even achieving an erection first. From a scientific standpoint, this makes absolutely perfect sense. Your balls never stop producing cum. Never. That's why you get horny in the first place. It's your brain's signal to offload the semen that you've been building up for the last few days, hours, or minutes, certainly even seconds. Communications between your brain and nervous system are interrupted all the time. That's why, as human beings, we sometimes experience everyday abnormalities such as sleeplessness, vertigo, even coughing is a type of glitch that we take for granted is going to happen. This is why ejaculation with a soft dick is going to happen. Bodily processes even sexual ones, go askew all the time. There's no limit to what your body can do, especially once your mind is so influenced as it is right now. The thought of coming with your dick soft is implanted deeply in your mind now. It'll crop up over the course of the day. Soon you find yourself becoming obsessed with it, not being able to let it go, until it becomes so enmeshed with your physiopsychological makeup that it cannot help but manifest itself on the outside. Our bodies are conscious. They're awake. They're listening. That's why what you think matters. What you want matters. And what turns you on matters. Premature ejaculation turns you on. There's no denying it, and there's no changing your mind about it. Because your mind is so fixed, your body responds. It's responding right now. You can't feel it, but right now your body is interrupting the way things normally go during your orgasmic response cycle. The abnormalities will be small at first. You'll notice them and perhaps think nothing of it, until the first time that the sight of a woman in a bikini makes you come, before the lightest touch or the most innocent hello has you erupting like a geyser, before you can do anything to stop it, before your mind realized you were turned on almost, and definitely before your dick has had a chance to become firm. No warning is given, because no warning is necessary when it comes to your body giving you what you want, when it comes to giving in to that need, that most primal need to blow your seed everywhere, as quickly and as often as possible. This impulse is coded deep into your DNA. It's the impulse that has been allowing humans to evolve for millions of years. It's the impulse that can push you over the edge. Anytime, anywhere, and there's no way that an urge so powerful can be overcome. Once you make up your mind to come, to ejaculate, to blow your seed, to scatter your wad wherever it may go, regardless of whether your dick is soft or hard, your mind cannot be unmade right now at this moment. Your body is already making tiny steps to follow the course that's been laid out by your mind. As this recording comes to a close, I want you to feel grateful for this challenge to your normal everyday thinking. I want you to realize and accept that these new ideas may have tickled your conscious mind, but they dove deep into your subconscious mind, penetrating it profoundly, and seeing them show up in your reality is inevitable. You don't have to remember this session. You don't have to remember anything that you learned while in this trance. All you have to do is forget, relax, and accept that your body-mind matrix holds everything that you need to produce the results that you crave. The results that you want and deserve to see. Nothing extreme is required. Allow yourself to enjoy sexuality in its most innocent forms. Just the lightest bit of stimulation is all you need. It's enough to get you hard. Until you don't need to be. Until you can come proficiently within seconds of having the thought. In less time than it takes you to become erect. To ejaculate copiously, gloriously, with a super soft dick. This is the type of hair trigger orgasmic response that you long to enjoy. This is the core of your fetish and sexuality. This is softcore.